Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of James chapter 3, we finished verses 1 through 4. Today we will be starting with verses 5 through 8.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, coming to you again with another Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope you have your good King James Bible ready. You're ready to follow along with pencil and paper and take notes. We're going to begin studying today, James chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. And I have titled this section, The Untamed Beast. The Untamed Beast. Well, don't miss this untamed beast and learn about it and all that the scriptures here have to say about it. I want to be a blessing to you, so let me also ask you to quickly now, as we get to the study, to be sure that you tell others about our broadcast, get others to listen in, and then write us. Let us know if you're listening. We're not asking you necessarily to send us money. If you do send us money, I promise you that every bit of it goes right back into this radio ministry. We do not use any money to pay any salaries in this radio ministry. It's all goes to the radio ministry. So again, let me just say that if you want to send us money, that's fine. But we're not asking so much for money as we're just asking that you write us and let us know that you're listening. Let us know if it's a blessing to you. If you have a Bible question, write us. I have been threatening now for a couple of years to take the Bible questions that people write in and make a series out of that and answering your Bible questions. Presently, we've been just writing back answers to people with their Bible questions. But if you have one, write us, and we may use it without your name, however, on the air and just have a series that answers Bible questions. But for right now, let me encourage you to listen and get others to listen as well and to write us and let us know you're listening. Now, we look to verses 5 through 8 here of James chapter 3. And it says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Wow, those are strong words, are they not? And this is the untamed beast, the tongue. Now, this begins looking at the negative. We saw there in verses 3 and 4 some of the positive things. Now we're looking at the negative. He says, behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. A tongue may be compared to a match in size, but its effect can be as devastating and damaging as a raging forest fire. Remember the old Smokey the Bear commercial, only you can prevent forest fires? And they would warn about cigarette butts, campfires, and playing with matches. And the idea is that it takes care and concerted effort. Well, the same is even more so true with the tongue. The liquid fire from one volcano can bury an entire city. Do you remember Pompeii in history? The Great Chicago Fire in 1871 destroyed half the city and left 125,000 people homeless. In 1953, a pan of rice boiled over in a charcoal stove in a small home in Korea. Before 24 hours had passed, 3,000 buildings were completely destroyed within an area covering 1 square mile. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The Defender's Study Bible has a great note on verse 5. It says, the importance of controlling one's tongue is emphasized in the New Testament. Christians are commanded to keep their speech truthful, gracious, serious, relevant, courageous, corrective, purposeful, and always in the context of a possible testimony for our Lord. It should never be deceptive, abrasive, trivial, inane, fearful, compromising, idle, or hurtful to our Christian testimony or in any other way. Now, notice what verse 6 has to say about the tongue negatively. He says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. It defileth the whole body. It setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Now, the Greek word used for hell is Gehenna. The word is used only 12 times in the New Testament. 11 of those times, it is used by Jesus Christ. It was used by him to describe hell for unsaved men. It referred to the Valley of Hinnom, which was like a garbage dump and a waste place outside Jerusalem. The fires there never ceased to burn. As a matter of fact, sometimes dead bodies were thrown on the fires. There were some very putrid odors that would emanate from there. Now, what he is telling us here, there is such an abundance of sin in the tongue that it can be called a world of iniquity. Iniquity is defined as what is not conformable to justice. What ought to be, but isn't. That which is wrong. 1 John 5:17 states, all unrighteousness is sin. It is not meeting God's justice or goal for us. And basically, we're being told that the whole body is often drawn into sin and guilt by the tongue. We need, my friend, to pay close attention to our speech. Do not excuse your problems with the tongue as weakness when God says it's wickedness. Do not rationalize and justify the misuse of the tongue. Don't be one of those who said, well, I can't help it. I thought it and I just had to say it. Those are the words of foolishness, immaturity, and unrighteousness. Do not make excuses by blaming the sins of your tongue on temperament or the environment in which you were raised. The so-called white lies, gossip, uncharitable words, critical slurs, careless comments, malicious accusations, and misleading remarks may seem to us as merely slips of the tongue. But God's word is not so charitable in its evaluation. He is telling us this kind of tongue, that is an uncontrolled tongue in the Christian, is straight from hell. He says, set on fire of hell. Notice the effect this type of tongue has, that is an uncontrolled tongue. First, it defiles the whole body. With the use of hell, and specifically the word Gehenna, it is telling us how filthy the sin of tongues, or the sins of the tongue are in God's sight. Isn't it interesting the Lord can deliver a drunkard from alcohol, a gambler from the lottery, a narcotics addict from drugs, and a fornicator from his perversion. But it's been seen over and over again that these kind of people forsook those sins much easier than some Christians who have a wicked tongue that slanders, that sows discord, and gossips. He says further, it setteth on fire the course of nature. Nature is from the Greek word genesis. It's defined as the aspect or form of one's being. Since this then goes to the very nature, we see that the sins of the tongue are really a problem of the heart. Now, again, that takes us back to Luke chapter 6, verse 45, which we told you is a cross-reference to this third chapter. There Jesus said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Okay, and so there again we have an evil tongue that speaks because that's what's in his heart. The tongue is showing our inward thoughts, desires, and imaginations to ourselves. When we think, we are talking to ourselves. How often, if you have a quick fuse, do you think on the scriptures and its rebuke of that action? Meditation in the Word on these matters helps us to be aware of our own sin rather than what others are saying that upsets us, and we just have to say it. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11 states, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterward. Just having to say it has made many a man look foolish, and it has rejoiced the minions of hell. Now, thirdly, it is set on fire of hell. Now, oftentimes, it is this type of tongue who sees his children reject the Lord, and it leads them to hell. The shame of this is that James is talking to Christians. He's talking to us. We're the ones guilty of these sins of the tongue. Verse 7 here of James 3 tells us some things that man has tamed. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. You've gone to reptile institutes, made to a sea world of some kind, and to a zoo, and you've found that that's true. It's a true statement. Think of the animals that make us fear. Lions, bears, wolves. But men have prevailed and have tamed or controlled them. Alligators may not do tricks, but we have mastery. Land, air, and sea. The natural man, without Christ, prevails over much of the creation. But verse 8 shows that the greatest beast has its den just behind the teeth. He says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Do not read into this verse something that is not there. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.